From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As the government's economic stimulus program approaches its 200th day, Vice President Biden says the program is working faster and more effectively than many people expected. NPR Scott Horsley has more.
The vice president offered a progress report on the stimulus program at what he called the 9-mile mark of a 26-mile marathon. Biden says the $787 billion stimulus deserves some of the credit for changing the direction of the economy, so we're now talking about the end of the recession rather than the start of a depression.
The road ahead is going to remain very, very bumpy. There's going to be positive economic news and there's going to be negative economic news. But we know, we are absolutely confident, we are on the right road to recovery.
Biden says because contractors are eager for work, most public works projects are coming in under budget. That's allowing the government to stretch stimulus dollars farther than had been expected. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates, meeting with reporters at the Pentagon today, says he realizes there is growing impatience with the war in Afghanistan, but he took exception to the idea that the war, in his words, is slipping through the administration's fingers. The defense secretary also said he believes it will be important to show in the months ahead the Obama administration's plan for Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan is working. Gates told reporters he disagrees with those who've said it's time for the U.S. to get out of Afghanistan. Earlier this week, the new U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan delivered a classified assessment on the war, a document widely believed to be a lead-in to a request for more troops and more money for the now 8-year-old war. The massive station fire burning north of Los Angeles is now 40% contained, but a flare-up overnight caused additional evacuations. More from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
About 24 residents near the eastern end of the fire were ordered to leave their homes at 4 o'clock in the morning. Gail Wright, an information officer for the Angeles National Forest, said the fire really made a run out there overnight and we had to pull crews out. Most other evacuation orders have been lifted. Another area of concern is the southeastern corner of the blaze. That's in the San Gabriel Wilderness area and threatens homes in Pasadena and adjacent communities. Aircraft have been used extensively to fight the fire. The fleet is up to 20 helicopters and 11 air tankers, including a Boeing 747 and a DC-10. The effort has so far saved Mount Wilson, the site of most of the area's TV and FM radio transmission towers, and the home of the historic Mount Wilson Observatory. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
The number of people receiving first-time jobless benefits fell slightly last week. The Labor Department says there were 4,000 fewer initial claims for unemployment, with the number of newly laid-off workers declining to 570,000. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 63 points to close at 9,344. The Nasdaq was up 16 points today. This is NPR. A key member of the Senate Banking Committee is calling for a change in the way the government's top securities industry watchdog group is funded. New York Democrat Charles Schumer, a member of the Senate Banking Committee, says he will propose next week that all annual revenue collected by the Securities and Exchange Commission, rather than go to the Treasury Department, go toward the agency's own budget. Schumer says the SEC needs additional resources in order to prevent further disasters like the failure to detect the multi-billion-dollar Ponzi scheme carried out by money manager Bernard Madoff. A college student was shot and killed early today on the campus of Clark Atlanta University. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Carl Zorns reports.
19-year-old Jasmine Lynn was walking on the school's campus with a group of friends when she was struck in the chest, apparently by a stray bullet. Police say the shots were fired during a nearby fight. According to witnesses at the scene, at least 5 gunshots were fired. Another student was hit in the wrist and taken to the hospital. Police say they don't have a clear description of the shooter, but they add security cameras probably captured the shooting. Lynn was a student at nearby Spelman College. Both schools are part of the historically black Atlanta University Center. Atlanta's had a string of violent crimes near college campuses over the past few months, including armed robberies and carjackings. For NPR News, I'm Carl Zorns in Atlanta.
Swiss drug maker Novartis says that one of its swine flu vaccines may work with just one dose rather than the 2 that was previously reported. That comes as China also announced today has approved a swine flu vaccine that is effective with just one dose. Latest news about vaccines comes on the same day federal health officials are out with a new report that finds roughly 1 in 13 swine flu deaths in the U.S. occurred among children. Researchers say 2/3 of the children who died from the disease had underlying medical conditions like asthma or epilepsy. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.